This is Dr. Sachdeva, Sachdeva, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Tammy Morton. First name is Tammy, T-A-M-M-Y. Last name is Morton, M-O-R-T-O-N. Date of birth, 8/18/1958. This letter is being written to Dr. Nimisha Shah. First name is Nimisha, N-I-M-I-S-H-A. Last name is Shah, S-H-A at Shah. Address 18550 DePaul Drive, Suite 101, Morgan Hill, California 95037. Telephone number 408-776-3900. Fax number 408-776-3919. Dear Dr. Nimisha Shah, N-I-M-I-S-H-A, last name Shah, S-H-A at Shah. Thank you for asking me to see this 64-year-old female in allergy consultation, period. Her history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. This 64-year-old female has been having ongoing problem with mild fatigue, general body aches, headaches, and occasional watery and itchy eyes, with some hoarseness off and on, period. There is occasional night cough, period. Daytime she is well, period. On windy days she seems to have more symptoms, period. She lives in a motor home and is surrounded by a lot of farmland and open areas, and is considering that allergies might be the source of her problem, period. She seems to sleep well, period. She is not a smoker, period. She is not exposed to any farm animals or pets, period. Overall, she is very healthy, period. There is no history of any hospitalizations or emergency room visits for any unusual problems, period. She does not have any obvious history of skin rashes or any food allergies, period. There are a lot of cottonwood trees and shrubs around her house, and she's certainly worried about, and she's quite concerned about allergies, period. She has taken Allegra with some benefit, period. However, Allegra doesn't seem to be working very well in the last few months, period. Examination was completely normal, period. Certainly, all these symptoms could be reflective of allergies, period. I discussed with her in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various symptoms, period. She was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided, period. I recommended Nasacort and Singulair, and that has been quite helpful, period. Allergy testing was completely negative, thus ruling out any obvious allergies to common tree pollens, grass pollens, and weeds, period. She did not exhibit any allergies to molds, dust mites, or any other common allergens that one would expect. One would expect to show any kind of allergies. She was quite happy to hear that allergies are not playing any significant role in causation of her symptoms, period. Certainly, a lot of symptoms can be attributed to general pollution and change of atmospheric pressure changes and other non-specific factors, period. This is certainly reflective of nasal hyperreactivity, and over time this should be quite easy to control, period. My final diagnosis non-allergic rhinitis. Number two, no evidence of any IgE-mediated allergies. My treatment plan, number one, nasal lavage at least once daily, and certainly she could push it to twice daily. Number two, Nasacort, two puffs once daily if needed for any congestion. Number three, she can certainly use Allegra if needed, period. Overall, she should do quite well, and I have asked her to see you for ongoing follow-up and general well-care, period. Please do give me a call if you have any questions, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With the warmest regards, end of dictation on patient Tammy Morton.